This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. Welcome, everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Bofa Lewis, who is the founder and president of the Black Institute. Good to have you here with us today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. Happy New Year, everyone.
Always a pleasure. So, we all saw the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Were you shocked or was it expected? Should we have seen this coming?
Well, I wasn't shocked. And I cannot say, I don't speak for all Black people, but I don't think a lot of Black people in this country were shocked. First of all, we have been seeing over the summer and the past few years, you know, this is directly connected to Black people being shot in the streets by police. And we've seen this great uprising over the last summer calling on Black Lives Matter. So I would argue this to the audience. When we say Black Lives Matter, it isn't just about police reform. That whole insurrection, the acts of sedition and of violence, and five people dead at the Capitol, this was 99.9% white people. Let's be clear about this. Now, you could say that's politically incorrect, but I don't care. It's the truth. The reason for this is one of the reasons why I formed the Black Institute. This country is experiencing, or at least white America, is experiencing the trauma of the change of the demographics. In a few short years, people of color, Black people, brown people, Asian people, will be the majority in this country. That means that white people will no longer be the majority and in control. And this is a threat. This is the underlying paranoia and angst that white people are feeling. So don't let people tell you, well, it's about economics or militias or whatever. We have seen this over the last 400 years of Black people in this country. White people are definitely afraid. And when we talk about white supremacy, it is because there is a definite demographic shift. So either this country is going to be a fully inclusive society, or as some white people in this country would have it, we will be like another South Africa with apartheid as the rule, Black people being the majority and white people being in control. So this is what is underlying what you saw. I'm surprised it hadn't come sooner with Donald Trump as the white supremacist in chief. Now, people want to talk about the investigations and prosecutions. As some of you may know, I'm an old organizer. Here's what I know. No group as large as that shows up just organically. This was planned. People were on buses, on planes, in cars, and a call went out to organize this for the rally and then for the storming of the Capitol. Yes, people should be prosecuted, but guess what? I've organized a lot of demonstrations over the years in D.C. The organizers, not just the participants, but the people who ordered the buses, the folks who sponsored them, the donors who donated to people getting on buses, on planes, on in cars, in caravans to come there. The organizers should be prosecuted. Come on. Let's get to the root of this. As some of you know, I used to run a national organization called ACORN. In the federal budget today, there is still defund ACORN. Why? Because the right wing held ACORN, the organizers, responsible for everything. No matter how many demonstrations we had, and they tried to come after the organizers individually as well as the board members. So, you know, recognize that the demographics is what has white people, and it wasn't just poor white people. It was people with PhDs, law enforcement, corporate CEOs, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs. It was everyone. So don't just think it was a stereotypical Klansman. So that's, I was shocked, but I wasn't surprised because I knew this was coming, and I felt as though, you know, what I was shocked about really was that it hadn't happened earlier with Trump being in the White House. But I'm glad all of America was a witness to this.
And the world as well.
Yes.
We witnessed it in real time.
So, you know, I think black people, if you are asleep, you better wake up. I have never been one for firearms, but if white people are exercising their Second Amendment rights, black people better start exercising their Second Amendment rights and arm yourselves under your state laws. They are burning churches. They are doing all kinds of things. They're going into black churches and shooting people. So, you know, I never thought I would say this, but this is just the beginning, and black folks better be able to protect themselves. These corporations that claim they're going to stop donating temporarily, we need to have every donation for every organization disclosed. There, you know, if you are making a donation, there should be no secrecy. We need to know who's funding these
transparency.
Exactly. We need to know it. And black Republicans, really? You know, I saw the white folks defending trying to overturn the election. Anybody that calls themselves a black Republican, I call you out. You're a black Republican, and you had these insurrectionists in the Capitol with Confederate flags. This message is clear. This is about taking away the rights and oppressing black people. So I don't want to hear another thing about a black Republican who thinks for themselves. And finally, I think with all of our black millennials and all of our really, really smart, technologically educated black folks, black people need to form their own black ops cyber squad. We need to keep tabs on the internet and the dark net ourselves so that we can know what is going on and the threat to us in the future. And we have a lot of young people that can do it. And Black Twitter ought to be putting out this information about what these white folks are saying, because this is just the beginning. So wake up, Black folks, because it's on. This is war.
All right. So, Ms. Lewis, we want to thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us, and we look forward to having you back with us again.
Well, thank you for having me.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.